The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike. Scientific tests prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarette. Scientific tests prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarette. That fact is verified by an independent consulting laboratory with more than 15 years' experience in cigarette research. The report from the consulting laboratory stated,
based on our analytical findings, it is our opinion that Lucky Strike cigarettes are the mildest of the six major brands tested.
And no wonder Lucky Strike cigarettes have been proved milder. For years, Lucky Strike has conducted a unique and vast program in research, in quality controls and manufacturing methods. And today, tomorrow, always,
LSMFT, LSMFT,
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Fine, light, naturally mild tobacco with smoothness and mildness and never a rough puff. So light up a Lucky. Prove to yourself what scientific tests prove. Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarettes. Let your own taste and throat be the judge. For smoothness and mildness, there's never a rough puff in a Lucky Strike.
From Palm Springs, California, the Lucky Strike program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, here we are in Palm Springs. And the star of our show is in this desert resort incognito. He put starch in his toupee so it would look like cactus. And here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And Don, hasn't it been exciting here in Palm Springs these last few days? Especially yesterday when everybody was dressed up in their Western outfits and they had that big parade down the main street. I felt so proud sitting up on that horse.
Well, Jack, I saw you in the parade, and there's one thing that puzzles me.
What was that, Don?
That was a beautiful palomino you were riding, but why were you sitting on him backwards?
Backwards? Well, how do you like that? I lost my glasses, got on the horse, and nobody told me. Isn't that awful?
Well, that's ridiculous. Glasses or no glasses, anybody can tell when they're riding a horse backwards. Couldn't you see the horse's tail?
That was his tail? I thought he had long eyelashes. Now, let's change the subject. The censor is a nervous wreck. Say, Don, where are
hello,
you?
Hello, everybody. Hiya, Don.
Well, hello, Barry.
Hello, Mary.
Well, if it isn't hop along backwards.
Nobody told me. Anyway, Mary, I was in the parade, and that's all that matters.
But, Jack, even your costume didn't make sense.
What are you talking about? I thought it was very clever. It was a Western motif with a subtle touch of Palm Springs.
Only you would give it that subtle touch.
What?
Who else would wear a 10-gallon hat, spurs, and a sunsuit?
Mary, for your information, I borrowed that sunsuit from the queen of the desert circus. She was just my size.
But, Jack, you're a man. You shouldn't have worn the trunks. Why did you wear the
trunks? Read that right.
But Jack, oh, I'm sorry. Right.
We'll never get off the air tonight.
But, Jack, yeah? You're a man. Yeah? You should have just worn the trunks. Why'd you wear the top?
Why'd I wear the top? I had to have some place to keep my gun. Anyway, the parade is over, so let's drop the subject.
Okay, okay.
Say, Mary, where are you living?
Oh, I'm at the Bon Air Village.
The Bon Air? That's a very nice place.
Where are you staying, Don?
Well, I'm over at Deepwell Ranch.
Deepwell? Don, why didn't you tell me? That's right next to the Palm Springs Biltmore.
Oh, are you living at the Biltmore?
Me? Well. You see, Don, I have a place at the far end of Palm Canyon Drive. It's called the La Cantada de Casa, La Quinta de Castile Cañada.
That's a very unusual name. La Cantada de Casa, La Quinta de Castilla Cañada.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
That's Spanish, but don't wash your dishes in the swimming pool.
Don't wash your dishes in the swimming pool. Some joke. That one you got right. Yeah. Mary, look at, why do you all...
Oh, Jack, don't get mad. Here, have a date.
You can keep your dates. That's all I've had since I got down here. Dates, dates, dates. That's all they sell here. No matter what kind of a store you go into, they sell dates.
You're not kidding. This morning I was walking down the street and saw a sign that said, Palm Springs Maternity Hospital and Date Shop.
Maternity Hospital and Date Shop?
Their slogan is, cheaper by the dozen.
Well, don't surprise me. The Chamber of Commerce is going to get you to take dates, even if they have
to... Okay, Jackson, stand aside. Here comes Harris, the nation's pride. Phil.
Just a minute, Dad. Ladies and gentlemen, I do hope you'll excuse my appearance, but I've been swimming every day and my hair is a mess.
Phil, you don't have to apologize for anything, because here in Palm Springs, you're supposed to let yourself go. Have you been relaxing?
Well, I've been relaxing. Jackson, last night at 11:30, I was limp as a rag.
I know, Phil, I know. When I passed the Chi-Chi, they were trying to close the place, but your head was in the door. Then when you came out, you put a nickel in the parking meter and asked me if I'd like to dance.
Oh, is that you in the sunsuit?
Yes. What are you laughing at?
I gave your phone number to Remley.
Oh, fine.
Say, Phil, there sure has been a lot of excitement around here the last few days, hasn't there?
You said it, Livo. You know, this circus week is a big thing in Palm Springs. I read that people come here from all over the world.
All over the world?
Sure, it was in this morning's paper. I got the clipping right here. It says that during circus week, there are people here from France, India, and Asia.
France, India, and Asia? Let me see that clipping. Oh, that's Fresno, Indio, and Azusa. Phil, when are you going to learn to read?
All right, Jackson, all right, so I made a little mistake. At least I don't ride a horse backwards.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, what would you do if you lost your glasses?
I'd drink it right out of the bottle.
No, fuck that! That goes for all of you. Now, I don't want any more silly talk
here.
Hello,
Mr. Benny.
Oh, hello, Dennis. Dennis, it's about time you got here. Where have you been?
Oh, I was out in the hall trying to make a phone call, and the funniest thing happened.
What was it?
I put a nickel in the phone, couldn't get my party, and a date came back.
What?
How they got a buffalo on one side of it, I'll never know.
They have ways, Dennis, believe me. Now, look, kid, we have a long show to do, so let's have your song.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Mr. Benny, did you see the parade yesterday?
Yes, I saw.
Oh, boy, what stunts and tricks.
I know. Let's have your song.
An old man was riding backwards.
Dennis, that man riding backwards was Mr. Benny.
Oh, sing, kid.
You ask, you better, brother.
When you're lost in the magic of a kiss. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love, this time it's love, my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love, this time it's love, my foolish heart.
Was Dennis Day singing My Foolish Heart from a picture of the same name. And now...
That's a silly title for a picture.
What?
Of the same name.
That's not the title. And now...
Oh, Jack.
What is it, Mary?
I've been meaning to tell you I bought a copy of Quick Magazine this morning, and there's a story in it about you.
Quick Magazine? In this week's issue?
Yes, Mr. Benny, and your picture's on the cover.
My picture, too? Gee. How do I look, Dennis?
Why don't you spend a dime and find out?
I'm going to buy one, Dennis, but I can't leave in the middle of a broadcast.
Oh, isn't it over yet?
No! And that reminds me, we're still waiting for Bob Hope. He's our guest star. I wonder where he can be.
Maybe he's playing golf.
I don't care what he's doing. He's supposed to be here. I'm going to send Rochester out to look for him. Oh, Rochester! Rochester!
You want me, Mr. Benny?
Yes, Rochester, Mr. Hope hasn't arrived yet. Will you go out and look for him?
I don't think I ought to leave now, boss.
Why not?
Well, I just finished making that lemonade like you told me to, and I'm waiting for the audience to come out.
Well, let that go for the time being, because...
Just a minute, Jack. Rochester, do you mean Mr. Benny is making you sell lemonade to the people after the show?
Yes, ma'am. I've got 50 gallons out there.
Well, that's a new one. Jack, how do you know they'll be thirsty?
Oh, Mr. Benny made sure of that when the people came in.
What'd he do?
He locked the door, shut the window, started the show, and turned off the air conditioning.
Rochester.
And if that doesn't do it, on goes the heat.
Never mind that. Now, look, Rochester, Bob Hope hasn't shown up yet, and I'm worried about it. I want you to go out and see if you can find him.
Boss, that's a mighty big job. You know, Mr. Hope gets around awful fast.
Don't worry about that, Rochester. You can catch him.
I don't know. Mr. Paley couldn't catch him, and he's got better bait than I have.
All right. Go out and see if you can find him.
Okay, boss.
Say, Jack, I didn't know Bob was going to be with us today. How'd that happen?
Well, I told him I was going to be in Palm Springs, so... Hey, maybe that's him now. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
Just a minute. Come in, Dobbin. That's Mr. Benny there, see?
Wait a minute. What's this?
This is the horse you rode in the parade. He didn't get to see you, Dan.
Oh. Well, what do you know? He really has got long eyelashes, hasn't he? Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You know, radio's amazing. Radio is really amazing. A horse knows enough to show up on time, but not Hope. Well, as long as he isn't here yet, Don, we might as well do the commercial. Where's the Sportsman Quartet?
Well, Jack, don't you remember? Back in Hollywood, you had a discussion with them about their expenses.
Oh, yes, they won't be here. Now, Now, then what are we going to do, Don?
Well, Jack, you're very fortunate. You've heard the Guadalajara Trio at the Dollhouse, haven't you?
The Guadalajara Trio? Yes.
Well, through an interpreter, they agreed to come over and sing on the program today.
Through an interpreter?
Yes, you see, the boys don't speak a word of English.
Oh, well, how are they going to do the commercial?
Well, I showed them a package of Lucky Strikes, which they smoke, too, and
Thank
they
you.
Know exactly what I want.
Well, good. Are the boys here?
Yeah, yeah. Come on in, fellas. Fellas, this is Senor Jack Benny.
Bueno, mercy be cool. Now, Don, what song have they prepared? Oh, excuse me a minute. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
Oh, have you found Mr. Hope yet?
No, but I've got a line on him. When he left your rehearsal, he went to the golf course and played 2.5 holes of golf.
2.5 holes?
Yeah, a crowd gathered on the third fairway, and he did a personal appearance.
Oh, was it Mr. Hope? Did Mr. Hope leave the golf course then?
Yeah, from there he went to the dunes for something to eat. Then he stopped at the income tax office, and then he went
Wait a minute, wait a minute, Roger. The income tax office is closed on Sunday.
For him, they keep it open.
Oh, yeah. Well, keep looking, Rochester. You gotta find him.
Okay.
All right, Don, let's have the Guadalajara Trio. What number are they gonna sing?
Quizá, quizá, quizá.
Good. Take it, boys. Take it, boys. Dennis, you speak Spanish, don't you?
Well, si, senor.
Well, well, tell them to start their song.
Señores, comiencen la cantata, por favor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Siempre que te pregunto que cuando, cómo y dónde, tú siempre me respondes. Quizá, quizá, quizá.
Don, I don't hear any commercial yet.
Y así pasan los días, y yo desesperando, y tú sos mocalaki. Tanto felicidad. Y estás perdiendo el tiempo, pensando, pensando. Y se les metí por mí, sí, sí.
Very good, fella, very good.
Y así pasan los días.
I don't understand at all.
Y yo desesperando, y tú sos mocalaki. Tanto felicidad. Y estás perdiendo el tiempo pensando. Pensando, you'll never find a rapa, no rapa, en la aquí. Y así pasan los días, y yo desesperando, y tú sos mocalaki. Tanto
Quizá, 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 sung by the Guadalajara Trio. And very good, boys. Dennis, tell them they were very good.
Muy bien, señores.
And thanks for appearing on our program, boys. It was really a pleasure listening to you.
Él nos dijo que viniera a mostrar bueno pila el dinero ahorita.
Él no paga nada, nunca tuvo intenciones.
Oh, no sean tontos. Si ustedes creen que nos van a pagar, están locos.
What did they say, Dennis?
One guy said they were going to be paid for singing here tonight, and the other two said he was crazy.
Look, I'll pay him. Tell him I'll see him tomorrow.
He'll see you tomorrow, fellas.
Tell him in Spanish. I can tell him in English. Anyway, boys, you were swell. Swell, really. I can't understand Bob Hope. The program is half over. Boys, I said you were swell. I'll see you tomorrow. Adios. Adios. Mañana. I told Bob 1,000 times we'd go on at 4 o'clock. The horse, I only had to tell once. You'd think that... Hello?
Hello, boss. This is Rochester again.
How are you doing? You found Mr. Hope yet?
No, boss, and I've looked all over the... That's him, boss. That's Mr. Hope. He just went by.
Well, good. Maybe you can... What was that?
His car is trying to catch up with him.
Gee,
I think you're in luck, boss. He's headed in your direction.
Well, I hope he can make it. Hi, Jack. I'm sorry I'm late. Paul! Well, Bob, I'm glad you pleased. Finally. I'll take it. Thank you. How do you do? How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Palm Springs, Cowboy Hope, saying I've been out horseback riding on the desert where the colors turn every hue, in front orange, pink, and gold, and in the rear black and blue. Well, yes, sir. This is Western Week, and I went on one of those sunrise breakfast rides this morning. You know what a breakfast ride is? That's where everybody gets up at dawn and picks a horse to sleep on. Now, Bob, please, no autographs. They gave a... they gave me a nice horse today. It was so swayback, they call him Hudson. You have to step down onto him. We left 6 footprints as we went along. What a horse. When he got tired of running, he just pulled up his legs and rocked.
Bob,
closer to the mic.
Look, Bob.
Bob, we have stuff here together. I have no time for you. But the weather.
Bob, don't ad lib. You're getting 5 cents a word.
Mary didn't. I'm a guest. Please. I got more here, you know. But the weather. The weather is wonderful here. The afternoons are so warm you can get a bad case of sunburn just hauling home enough fuel oil to get through the night. Strange lettering. Say, listening. And this sun makes you so lazy the rattlesnakes don't even rattle. They just reach over and turn on a Cougat record. Yes, sir. They have a nice wind that comes up here every so often. Nice wind. I don't even know why Sinatra bought a house here. He spends most of his time walking back from Indio. This is my program.
For the tailor, please.
Frankie has to be careful of the sun. The other day he got a freckle on his chest and 3 ribs caved in. And they're so proud of the healthy climate down here. If someone dies, they don't bury him. They just prop him up in the Chi-Chi bar and people think he's waiting for his 3rd zombie.
Bob.
Oh, are you still here?
Of course I'm here. This is my program.
Really? Which one are you, Lum or Abner?
Now, just a minute. Look, Bob, I've been waiting.
Oh, hello, Don.
Well, hello, Bob. It's good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you, too. Say, Don, I saw you in the parade yesterday.
Me in the parade?
Yeah, wasn't someone riding you backwards?
Bob, that was a palomino. I was riding him backwards.
Palomino?
Yeah, that's a horse of another color. Hey, how is that, Bob?
Fine, Lum. How do you do, ladies?
Wait a minute. Why don't you...
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mary.
Say, I heard you did wonderful business at the Paramount Theater in New York.
Yeah, it was great, Mary. And after that, I made personal appearances in Syracuse, Cincinnati, Owensburg, Kentucky, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Denver.
Really?
And I'm also scheduled to appear in Minneapolis, New York, Boston, and Salt Lake City.
Well, gee, Bob, when do you expect to be home?
I'm booked there Christmas week.
Look, Bob.
Oh, have you something to say, cover boy?
Cover boy.
Yeah, I saw your picture on Quack.
Bob, that's Quick, not Quack.
You look like Donald Duck.
Oh, thank you, Abner. Now, as long as you're here...
Can I play golf with you and your friends again tomorrow?
Yeah, kid. You can play with us anytime you want to.
Dennis, you play golf?
Uh-huh. And Mr. Hope says I'm playing better all the time. Yesterday, he let me carry 2 bags.
But, Dennis, you're not carrying...
Jack, he's happy. Let him alone.
Okay. Say, Bob, how about you and I having a game of golf tomorrow?
Oh, fine, Jack. The usual wager?
Yeah, that makes a nice, interesting bet.
What do you usually play for?
A right or a hole.
And I'll tell you what, Bob. I'll get George Burns and Al Jolson. We'll have a foursome.
Well, look, can't you get someone else instead of Jolson? He and I don't play golf together anymore.
Why? What happened?
Well, look, Jack. Would you play golf with a man who whistles when you tee off, kicks the ball to improve his lie, and cheats on the score?
No, I certainly wouldn't.
Well, neither will Jolson.
You see, when you stick to the script, it isn't bad either.
Well, in that case, Bob, I don't blame you. Now, who's that? Hello? What? Portland, Oregon, calling Bob Hope? Bob, it's for you.
Holy smoke, no wonder they're calling. Look what time it is.
Huh?
Well, it's 4:27. I have to be in Portland by 4:45.
4:45? Well, Bob, that's ridiculous. You can't make it.
Oh, yes, I can. Come in.
Mr. Hope?
Yes?
Your flying saucer is ready.
I'll be right there. So long, Mary. But Bob!
So long, Lum.
That. Not only is he late getting here, but when he does show up, he doesn't stay long enough.
Que nos pague para irnos.
Le dije que no nos iba a pagar nada. ¿Qué se puede esperar de un hombre como Jack Benny?
Now, wait a minute, fellas. Wait a minute. I told you I'd take care of you tomorrow. Mañana. Mañana. Please, fellas, mañana.
Lam says mañana.
Oh, quiet! Come on, Mary. Let's rush over to the maternity hospital. I want to get some dates.
Back in just a moment, but first...
Scientific tests prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarettes.
Scientific tests prove Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarettes.
That fact is verified by an independent consulting laboratory with more than 15 years' experience in cigarette research. The report from the consulting laboratory stated,
based on our analytical findings, it is our opinion that Lucky Strike cigarettes are the mildest of the six major brands tested.
LS-MFT. LS-MFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. That's why with every Lucky, you get the rich taste of fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. Yes, smoothness and mildness with never a rough puff.
Just listen to the words of Mr. Dan Curran, for 26 years, an independent tobacco warehouseman from Oxford, North Carolina. Recently, he said,
as far back as I can recollect, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy fine tobacco that sure is shooting to smoke fine. I've been a Lucky Strike smoker myself for 20 years.
So, smoke a Lucky. Prove to yourself what scientific tests prove. Lucky Strike is milder than any other principal brand of cigarette.
Let your own taste and throat be the judge. For smoothness and mildness, there's never a rough puff in a Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Bob Hope for this brief encounter. He will soon be seen in his new Paramount picture called Fancy Pants from the sunsuit of the same name. You can open the door now, Rochester.
Lemonade! Get your ice-cold lemonade here! 20 cents a glass! Ice-cold lemonade!
Rochester, stop that horse from drinking out of the bowl. Come on, Mary.
Que nos pague para irnos.
Boys, I told you, mañana! Mañana! Here, have a glass of lemonade.
Ladies and gentlemen, hundreds of thousands of boys live in crowded neighborhoods and unattractive homes in our cities and towns. Their free time is spent on the streets. These boys need a chance to overcome their handicap, and boys' clubs provide them with such an opportunity. So please support your local boys' clubs. Remember, an investment in boys is an investment in America's future. Thank you. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.